And now an essay by Kate Cohen.
"Is it ready now?" he asked for the third time. "Nope, not yet." I was teaching my 8-year-old to make scrambled eggs. Jesse had been an excellent student. Cracking the eggs was no problem for him. We'd been making brownies for years. Whisking together the yolk and the white took him a really long time, but he could do it. Drizzling in the half and half and shaking in the salt were the fun parts, like being a chef. Only now had we come to the hard part, waiting for the pan to heat up. If the pan isn't hot enough, I had explained to Jesse, the egg sticks to it, positively refusing to budge without scraping. But if the pan is good and hot, the egg comes off clean, sliding gracefully onto your plate. So scrambling eggs, I told him, should begin not with the eggs, but with the pan. First you put the pan on the stove and turn the burner to medium, then you get the eggs out. And that's what he did. But even so, even at the whisking speed of a cautious rookie, he was ready to cook before his pan was. And so he had to wait. Now? He was getting annoyed. Nope. He wriggled with impatience, so I said, "Why don't you get out your plate and your fork while you wait?" Patience does not come easily to an 8-year-old boy, especially a hungry one. It doesn't come easily to anyone, I guess. But I considered as I waited with Jesse for his pan to heat up. Patience may be the single greatest factor distinguishing good cooking from mediocre. One beef stew is rich and brown, the other is a significantly less inviting concrete color. The difference is patience. The patience to brown meat in 2 batches versus 1, the patience to let the chunks sit undisturbed for 5 minutes before you turn them, instead of worrying them with your spoon as soon as they hit the pan. Okay, now? Maybe. Splash a few drops of water in. Yep, see how it just sizzles away? Now you can pour in the eggs. Eggs are neater with patience. Beef stew is better with patience. But for some foods, patience isn't simply the difference between clean and messy or good and meh. For some foods, it's the key ingredient. Mayonnaise, for example, is a simple emulsion of egg, oil, and patience. Mayonnaise is the easiest food no one makes from scratch. It uses cheap ingredients we all have on hand, takes 5 minutes, tops, and it's delicious homemade. So why don't people make it? Because if you rush it, it is guaranteed to flop, to break, as cooks say, into a runny, oily reproach. As the eggs whir about in your blender or food processor, you have to pour the oil in the thinnest possible stream. You have to be deeply, totally patient for 2 or 3 or 4 long minutes. Believe me, I've broken my share of mayonnaise, and when I manage to restrain myself, to hold that measuring cup at an angle that barely produces a pour, and presto, magically combine 2 liquids to make something creamy and luscious, I feel like a grown-up. Maybe that's what I'm really teaching Jesse, I think, as I watch him carry his hard-won plate of perfect scrambled eggs to the kitchen table. And all at once, I'm eager to move on to the next lesson. But the grown-up in me knows I'll have to wait.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Kate Cohen is a writer and editor who grew up in the Shenandoah Valley and now scrambles eggs in Albany, New York.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.